What is intuition? Is it the gut feeling you have in your body when you know something is wrong? Or is it the sense you get when something amazing is going to happen? Hi everyone, it's Gal. Welcome back to Think More Than Twice. Today we're going to be discussing what is intuition. Is it the gut feeling you have in your body when you know something is wrong, or is it the sense you get when something amazing is going to happen? Well, the real definition is to be able to understand something immediately without the need for conscious reasoning. It's the knowing, the trusting, and the communication with the universe. When you're experiencing intuition, in the words of Deepak Chopra, intuition is a form of holistic intelligence. So in a spiritual definition, he claims that when you're experiencing intuition, thoughts that your mind is actually eavesdropping on the mind of the universe, if that makes sense. I was so mind blown when I read that, because this goes hand in hand with the fact that we are all energy in its simplest form, and we're all connected. Energy cannot be created or destroyed, and we obviously learned that from Albert Einstein years ago. So considering that the energy is still lingering in the universe, and so will our energy when we die. So it's safe to say that there's so much that the human mind cannot grasp and still doesn't know. How do we know that there isn't a huge energy field that we all tap into and can receive messages from it? Take, for instance, moths or butterflies. They can use the magnetic field of the earth to help guide them on their flights. Even though we are conscious and known to be the most intelligent beings on this planet, it doesn't mean, again, that we know everything. So people who strongly believe that intuition is a facade, I can't relate to that. And we need to be able to accept that as humans, that there's so much more to the universe and how it works, rather than accepting what we know in this very moment. There's the third eye chakra that Deepak Chopra talks about, and this is the area concentrated on for the heightened intuitive abilities. It's basically in between your eyebrows, again called like the third eye. So this third eye is usually more awakened by more daily intense meditation. I personally have started meditating just a few months ago, and I am still learning on how this is done, to be honest, and how people get through their meditation sessions that are longer than 5 minutes without any distractions or thoughts interrupting it. So essentially, if you're distracted when you obviously, then you obviously restart this process. I have to say it's one of the hardest things I've ever tried to do. And again, I am still learning how to meditate and definitely make it a daily routine in the future. And not just when I have time, but literally just make it a part of my routine, because I see people who do meditate and I hear the benefits, I read about it. So I think it's definitely something that does help you tap into your intuition more and more. The more you practice meditating, the more intuitive you become, the more you get to know yourself. So it's definitely something that I myself want to be better at and make more time for. Another good question raised was, am I sending the message of what I want, or am I vibrating what I'm worried about? This again is something I personally struggle with, because it's sometimes so hard to control your own thoughts, no matter how positive you try to be, and the universe may end up giving you the signals that send you to all the wrong places. Like the way you talk to yourself, for example, do you say, I'm always sick, or I love being healthy? In both statements, you probably just want to be healthy, but they're so different and they send different signals to the universe. I think with a lot of practice, we can all learn to master it when given the proper time, because it's literally like your own personal little GPS built in with 24/7 access to it. It all depends on the kinds of thoughts we put into it. For me, one of the most difficult parts of meditating is to live in the now. It becomes difficult for your intuition to speak to you if your mind is in the past or in the future, which again is hard to control. It's like the quote from Lao Tzu, if you're depressed, you're living in the past. If you're anxious, you're living in the future. If you're at peace, then you're living in the present. This quote on its own made me so emotional, because the gift of intuition works best when the mind is in the present, obviously, but your mind still goes to places you don't want it to. And it's that control that I'm practicing as well. Like, pain caused in the past can take over the mind, and the future can seem scary, which is why we're always thinking about, oh, what can happen in the future? What should I do right now to, you know, edit my future in a certain way? So again, you're really thinking about the future mostly. What is on the other side of today, or even an hour from now? We don't know. At this point, even when the intuitive process could send you signals loud and clear, your fear will allow the subconscious mind to override those signals. I want to just base off intuition with our everyday lives. For example, making a decision, we always ask, you know, we ask our friends or families for advice, especially when it's big, important decisions, like for school or for career advice, when we usually know the answer based on our own gut feelings. It's usually the fear of the unknown and the lack of like trust in ourselves that holds us back, and that we tend to ignore our own quote-unquote gut feelings. Like, I cannot tell you the amount of times that, you know, I'm guilty of myself, of this myself. Like, I would know it in my gut feelings what the right decision is, whether it was based on a friendship, relationship, a big, you know, a big decision on my career. And I think this also has a lot to do with our upbringing, like our parents. For me, with my parents, I would always ask for their advice, whether it was about my career, whether it was about my job, anything like that, I would always ask for their opinion. And I feel like that kind of trains you to always rely on other people's opinions. But I'm trying to, again, like work on this myself. And another thing I noticed as well was, I'm sure on TikTok, you've all seen the tarot readings that comes on your For You page telling you about a hypothetical situation that can relate to a lot of people. And not gonna lie, I more than once did base my situation on the cards that were presented to me in that moment. And then my sister actually sent me this video that said that the more you rely on other people's advice, confirmation or opinion, then you're getting further and further away from your own intuition, because at the end of the day, your intuition is what guides you towards where you're meant to be or what to do. I think it's definitely a work in progress to just trust my own intuition all the time, and I mentioned it in another episode as well. But just like feelings towards a situation when deciding if I was doing something right or wrong. And again, this goes back to a lot of my own childhood too, remembering that I would always ask for advice from my mom or my dad. And they were the ones who, you know, taught me that way to ask like for their permission. I'm sure a lot of us do that too. Just asking for permission, and that permission kind of becomes engraved in your brain that you almost need your family and friends' approval in order to make a situation happen. Even if you feel good about it, even if you think that you're meant to do those things, you feel the need to ask and to have that validation almost that you can do this. What intuition is, how it impacts our daily lives, and how we can learn to trust this. We share stories from our practices when choosing remedies and from our personal lives where intuition has been such a prominent factor in decision. We discuss how, as children, we are born into this world fully connected and in tune with our, you know, needs, and how we begin to lose this as we age. We talk about how when we are connected and assessing our intuition, synchronicities begin to occur and we begin to accept obstacles as lessons. We discuss how to discern intuition from fear. We explore how we feel intuition in our body and ways we can fully reconnect so we can begin to trust this inner knowing and strengthen this innate ability that we have, but sometimes still don't know how to use it to our own benefit. I mentioned this on another episode too, where I was saying how I used to really be a yes man type of person, where as soon as like some of my close friends or my family members would say certain things that I was good at, and even, you know, your teachers growing up saying like, you know, you would be good at this, or this is what you're good at, this is what you should be doing, and you really take that into consideration without exploring other options. And again, it's because you don't in that moment, I feel like a lot of people don't have that knowledge of trusting their own intuition, even when you feel them. Like, I cannot tell you the amount of times that I would realize that I was good at something or I excelled in certain things, but it was outside my niche or it was outside my program. And I would kind of just not trust that or believe in that fully because of all the other things that I was being presented and almost like overshadowed, really. And I'm sure that a lot of you have also felt this way, where a lot of people who are around you and that you're close to would give you their own opinions and tell you, you know, you're good at this or you're good at that. And you kind of just ignore about your own initial thought and feeling about something that you wanted to do. I cannot tell you the amount of times that I have also experienced this with like some of my close friends where they have, you know, full on careers and they realize later on in life that they were meant to do certain other things. And they obviously realize that later on, but again, it's that like trusting your own intuition that doesn't happen in the past. And I want to mention again about how much this has to do with your upbringing as well, because I relate to this a lot. And your upbringing, again, your parents telling you a lot of the things that you're supposed to do, and you basing your opinion off of like your friends as well, always asking for other people's opinion and really making that happen for yourself rather than trusting your own intuition and believing what you're meant to. And I myself have come such a long way in believing my own intuition based on what I truly believe in, essentially. And I think that with this, the more that you do it, the more that you practice it, the less you ask people around you, then the more that you continue to trust yourself. I also wanted to mention how the projection of the past can cloud our judgment sometimes, and that can come off as, you know, as intuition or thinking that your gut feeling is speaking to you. Meanwhile, it's really fear that's holding you back. Let's say you were in an absolute toxic relationship with a pathological liar, and now you have a hard time trusting new people, or have had friends screw you over more than once, and now you have your guards up around new people. Meanwhile, the new people have nothing to do with this. These are all fears based on past experiences, and it can cloud our judgments at times. I notice myself that sometimes the feelings will be there first, then I'll find a reason for them to justify the feelings from the present moment. Once I start seeing that the feelings are actually coming from memories, I'm also seeing that the present moment is not threatening. This is the point where I hold myself accountable. I know it's hard to always do this because we're only human, but I did want to mention that intuition can also be mistaken based on our own past experiences and traumas or whatnot. Something that's helped me personally is to take 2 to 5 minutes, which is honestly the highest amount of time I have been able to meditate. But journaling is a lot easier. I always talk about how much journaling has helped me. So after you're done, write down and recall what you felt and what you saw. And remember that this is a safe space that you can always go into, because you can literally write down whatever it is you're feeling and, you know, remind yourself of whatever it is that you want to find out more about. I think as long as you let go of something to be a certain way, the easier it becomes. The less I judge myself and the more I allow myself to make whatever choices I choose on purpose to make right, as long as I know my reasons and I like my reasons, the more I find my intuition actually communicates more with me. And the less I control it, the more I leave it alone or make it mean something, the more it points me towards something and it observes. And that actually gives me an opportunity to coach myself on it. Intuition does not tell you what to do. It just helps you perceive what is, because I still have to coach myself and learn as I go, because my intuition comes to me when it wants to, really. That's it for today's topic. I hope that you gained some perspective on today's episode. And before we end it here, I wanted to make a quick announcement that from now on, I am going to be making new episodes every other week rather than every Wednesday, because I want to spend more time on each and every episode I do deliver to you. Now, I would love to hear your feedback and your recommendations in the future. Please don't hesitate to reach out to me on my podcast Instagram, which is obviously my podcast name, or my personal one, which is Gul Lashkari. I would love to hear again your feedback or anything, any other topic that you would want me to discuss in the future. And I'll talk to you soon.